Greetings and welcome. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the artistry of Fabio Biondi, a sampling of some Mexican Baroque music, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Let's start this today with a classic, some music by Bach from his Brandenburg Concertos. Now, these are a collection of six instrumental works presented by Bach to Christian Ludwig Margrave of Brandenburg back in 1721, although they may have been composed just a little bit earlier. I'm going to read you parts of the dedication that Bach wrote to Christian Ludwig Margrave. He says, and I quote, "As I had the good fortune a few years ago to be heard by your Royal Highness, at your Highness's commands, and as I noticed then that your Highness took some pleasure in the little talent which heaven has given me for music, I have in accordance with your Highness's most gracious orders taken the liberty of rendering my most humble duty to your Royal Highness with the present concertos, which I've adapted to several instruments, begging your Highnesses most humbly not to judge their imperfections, but rather to take into consideration the profound respect and the most humble obedience." Well, I would say humble was used a few too many times for Bach, and such humble words from a genius. Those were portions of the dedication that Bach wrote, introducing his Brandenburg Concertos. Well, let's take some more geniuses to a listen. And here is the Lind Consort with Hans Martin Lind conducting. And we're going to be hearing Bach's Brandenburg Concerto number 2. Thank you. Music to put a little bit of a pep in your step today. The lively and regal conclusion to Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2. Those are the members of the Lind Concert with Hans Martin Lind conducting. We're going to move on to the sounds of Chanticleer. This a cappella group, which translates literally to clear singing, was founded by Louis Botto in San Francisco back in 1978. Now, he was an avid musicologist, and he was always concerned that there were not enough career positions available for choral singers, and decided that Chanticleer should thus so provide. Well, he definitely did. Get this. Today, Chanticleer is dubbed the world's reigning male chorus by the New Yorker magazine and named Ensemble of the Year by Musical America back in 2008. And they continue today to perform great choral music worldwide. Today we're in for a treat, some selections by Manuel de Sumaya from their Disc of Mexican Baroque. Enjoy.
Amen.
How beautiful is that? That was music by Chanticleer, some music by Manuel de Samaya from the disc Mexican Baroque. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And as promised, a fabulous violinist, the poet violinist Fabio Biondi. I love saying his name. This next selection comes from a beautiful city of works from the unaccompanied violin. It's kind of an adventurous collection, works from Tartini all the way to Prokofiev. It is entitled The Poet Violinist, and on Baroque Violin, this is Tartini Sonata for Unaccompanied Violin.
Thank you.
How hauntingly beautiful is that? That was music for unaccompanied violin performed by the poet violinist Fabio Biondi on Baroque violin. And it is that time, the time I look forward to every week. I'm speaking about oboe music time. Today we're going to sample some music by Vaughan Williams. Now, he created what is sometimes referred to as the English pastoral, just breathing new life into some English folk songs and traditions. These next six studies in English folk songs were actually written originally back in 1927, not for oboe or cor anglais, but for cello. But we're going to hear a performance today in an arrangement for the cor anglais, which I think captures the essence of them quite magnificently. So, without further ado, here is Jeremy Palmier and Diana Ambache.
Thank you.
from the disc Sweet Melancholy. That was Jeremy Palmier on English horn. He was joined by Diana Ombache on piano, and that was Vaughan Williams' Six Studies in English Folk Songs. We're going to continue on the program with some music for harp. Now, although indispensable in the orchestra up to the time of Mahler, Debussy, and Ravel, the harp was actually seldom used as a solo instrument outside of chamber music. But this next work by the blind composer Johann Rodrigo, also well known for his guitar concerto, is one of the great solo pieces for harp. Today we've got a brilliant performance by Nicanor Zabaleta. Here's the intermezzo.
Thank you.
Nicanor Zabaleta and the Radio Orchestra of Berlin. That was the intermezzo from Rodrigo's Concerto for Harp and Orchestra. You've been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you so much for joining me. Till next time.